Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do? Isaiah 61:1. In the gospel of Jesus Christ, we thank God
for our freedom in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We know that we are no longer bound by the yokes of adversity, by the demonic spirits that once had us bound, where we thought that we were having fun going out and clubbing and joining the honky-tonk and on the dance floor and drinking until we couldn't even, we weren't even able to drive ourselves to our designated homes. That was our outlook on life back in that time before God reached down in the miry clay and cleaned you and us, myself up and put us on a right road of righteousness to tell of his goodness, to tell the gospel of Jesus Christ in this 21st century. We know that there are people that are still lost, that are bound by alcohol beverage. They're bound by sex. They're bound by magazines, explicit and exploded magazines. They're bound by, we would say they're bound by drug and alcohol and booze, chasing women's, hallelujah, chasing whatever that's not like Jesus Christ. But I come to let you know today that God can deliver you from whatever have you bound. All you have to do is lift your hands right where you're sitting or you're standing or you're kneeling and ask God, hallelujah, to come into your life. Be your Lord and Savior, and you can repent for all wrong that has been rendered, and God will come in and wash all of your sins away, all the miry clay, the grime, and the grimace of sin away from you and make you new. You'll be a new creature in Christ Jesus. And we know that with the advent of televangelism, we can view numerous of programs throughout the week that focus on spirituality and salvation. We know that it would take us a long time to list the different messages and messengers trying to help us live the abundant life. If we listen closely, hallelujah, we might hear the message that unquestioning trust in, hallelujah, the messenger are given an appropriate financial gift will help one gain spiritual and financial blessings. Other messengers may encourage you and I to connect our thinking to enhance our mental and physical and emotional well-being in spite of the numbers of messages. However, we know that the simple good news is not always heard, but we don't need to go to the televangelist for the answer. All we need to do, hallelujah, our answers to the way of salvation is laid out for us very simple in the law of John 3:16. Hallelujah. We know that out of love for lost people, God sent Jesus as a human to show you and I the kingdom of God and to give us sinful, sinless life, becoming the perfect sacrifice for our sins. If we believe that Jesus is God's Son, the Redeemer of the world, and our Savior, and if we demonstrate our belief through turning away from our sinful ways and trusting our lives to God's care and following God's way, we have eternal salvation. But we know that John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but shall have everlasting life. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 3:16. And we know that the cornerstone of salvation is not in prosperity, correct thinking, or some abstract concept. The cornerstone of salvation is that God loved you and I enough to give us his beloved Son so that we would love him completely, allowing Jesus to transform your life and my life, our lives, and to guide you and I and empower us. For he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest. Hallelujah, that they are wrought in God. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 21. And I just want you to know on today that God loves you. God cares for you when you think that you're all alone. I come to serve you the good news that God is right there with you every turn. Every turn that you make, God is right there with you. Every thought that enters into your mind, God is right there. God is just a whisper prayer away. And this message is those of you that have thought about giving up on life. I come to bring you the good news that Jesus loves you. If you don't have a friend in this world and all your friends are gone, I want you to know that you have a friend in Christ Jesus on today. God is your best friend. He's better than a mother, father, sister, brother. God can be anything that you want him to be. And God is right there. All you have to do is just ask him, cry out to God, and tell God all your troubles. Give him all your cares, laid at his feet. God will not turn his ear from your humble cry. God love you. And you tell that demonic spirit that's telling you to take those pills, I want you to throw them in the trash. Hallelujah. That bottle of medicine that you want to turn it up and take it all away. Take all your troubles away. I want you to know that God is the problem solver. He can remove all your troubles away. Not saying that you won't have trials and tribulations for us as long as you're on planet Earth. We will have trials and tribulations. But I'm here to serve you the good news that Christ is the problem solver. God can, hallelujah, ease your pain that you're going through today. Those of you that have lost loved ones over the Christmas season, over the New Year holiday, I'm here to let you know that God is the burden bearer on today. Take all your troubles to Jesus and lay them at his feet, for he cares for you. Hallelujah. Don't dare take any more abuse. Being abused and misused, talked down to, and being just physically abused, mentally abused. Get your Bible and turn to Jesus. You don't have to take that abuse anymore. You can pack your bags and move on. God has something else in store, greater and better for you. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something today that will just inject your spirit and impact your mind as I have brought unto you divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your day, you walk with God. If you have any prayer petitions, you want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program today has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. See your correspondents. Make them attentive to Overseer Janet Swart, P.O. Box 1600, Guerrero, California 95020. We're now going to change the dynamics of this program. Bring you Hymns of Zion. Listen up and be blessed. Till we meet again, you buckle up with Jesus at the wheel. He is people friendly, just like your MasterCard. Don't leave home without him. This is now Hymns of Zion. Be blessed. Till next time, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for
Yeah. because you see.